Hello, everybody. George here. And this is on February 25th, 2013. And addressing the topic for February, day 25. And I think the gist of it is if we received $10 million, I sort of catch this up by listening to other boos and what have you, so I don't have the exact statement or the exact wording of the question, but I think that receiving $10 million is the gist of it. Discussing that with Michelle, my wife, this morning, and you know, honestly, first I think I'd do the biggest tithe I ever have, so there'd be $1 million going to the church right away, or what have you, the 10%. Other than that, probably paying off any and all debts that we have immediately. And probably any of our immediate families as well. If we could help them get totally in the clear, cars, houses, that kind of thing. Renos, anything needing or wanting done to this house, we'd see to it. I'm not sure about a cruise or anything like that. I really have to think that over. Yes, there's the fact that I couldn't afford it, but I'm trying to think of where I might want to go. Honestly, strange as it may seem, I'd have loved to go on what would sort of impress me to do, sort of as a once-in-a-lifetime thing, might be going on something like a Titanic replica, if there be such a thing. Definitely go to England in style. That's one of the places I want to see. Maybe do Scotland as well. You know, as far as acquiring big fancy things for myself, about the fanciest thing I can think of, maybe, is researching the ultimate tube amp. And I mean, that's all subjective. You start looking at one thing or another when you get that specific, and it becomes very subjective. But there's a couple of models I had known of in my past. I might try to secure one of those. Build myself a little studio. But as far as, you know, the obvious stuff that people would want to do with money, big fancy cars, yachts, everything like that, honestly, that the money is finite. Let's face it. Anything that I grabbed, if I bought something that was horrendously expensive, it would then be horrendously expensive to maintain. Stands to reason. Yeah, you can buy like a well-made product, but ultimately, sooner or later, something's going to give. So as far as like a big yacht or a big mansion, I don't think so. Maybe if this place was too hard to rebuild or something like that, I don't know. Maybe a newer, nicer place. I haven't, but even so, not a mansion status. So, I think that's about it. Really, I don't have a whole lot of fancy plans for it. I think if I got those things done, I'd be doing well. Of course, the other thing that I did forget to mention is, investitures. Probably I would invest enough that I could trickle out some to live on. That would actually, I should have made that as one of my first things to do, because I may not have a lot to go around for all these, like the home studio and whatnot. And still maintain that. It's hard to say. But to allow myself a nice pension would certainly be something I'd like, so I'd never have to want for just the day-to-day. Anyway, I think that's about all. So I think that wraps it up for that particular topic, and thus this boo. So I hope everybody's doing well, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now, and thank you for listening.